Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I am your host, Bishop Poole. Happy, 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 happy New Year. God bless you. We made it again, 2019. Amen. God has given us another chance, amen, to get it right. Amen. We thank God for his mercy and his kindness. Oh, God, we thank you. Father, we thank you right now, oh, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, let's begin another year in your name, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the things you have done and that you're going to do. Oh, Lord, we ask you to look upon this broadcast and stretch your hands. Oh, God, a mercy upon all our listeners, oh, God, and if you draw them all and you say none can come to you unless God draw them. And, Lord, we thank you for your drawing spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the power, oh, God, that you've given us to forgive. Oh, God, we thank you for washing all our sins away. As we come with the Holy Spirit tonight, God, as he began to touch our minds and our souls, Lord, we ask for the healing of the saints, oh, God, the healing of the mind, healing of the spirit, oh, God. Not only that, but we stand in a session for our fallen families and children and relatives and neighbors, and we intercede in Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen. Well, welcome again. Thank God for New Year, those of you that have been with us all through last year. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're talking, amen, discussing tonight, today, whatever you might be listening to this broadcast. Amen. If you're listening through the computer, amen, you went to www.doctrineoftruthblogtalkradio, or you can go to jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, amen, and you'll find us, amen, down in the media section, amen, and you can click on media. And we are on Facebook, well as Ustream. Amen. And if you'd like to donate, you can click on down at the bottom of the page, a donation. Amen. But those that calling in for the first time, or those of you that's listening, amen, you can call a friend and tell a friend, Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Anytime you desire to help one, help someone, and help them as time goes on. You can share the broadcast with them. You can share the program with them. That's the best you can do because God has put them on your mind. Amen. And when you call in, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, 347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. And you can leave your phone on speaker, or you can listen to it. And if you desire to be a part of the broadcast, amen, while you're in the studio, amen, if you'd like to make a comment on the subject, a dream, a vision, you'd like to share something God had helped you with, amen, all you have to do is push 1, and our technician will put you in. And I will give your area code and your last 4 digits. Your area code and last 4 digits. We will not call your name. Amen. These broadcasts are being pre-recorded, and they've been used for studies and subjects. Amen. Not only that, for those that would like to increase their spiritual growth. Amen. That's what we are here about. In Doctrine of Truth, our desire to give you information from the grassroots level that all of us can understand, amen, by keeping it simple, amen. We're talking about no condemnation in Christ Jesus. There's no guilt brought up God pointing his finger at you. Amen. When you're in Christ, amen, God forgive you of all your sins. There's no guilt. Amen. Once you ask God to forgive you, he throws it away in the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. We're going to read a portion of scriptures. As always, we ask you to examine your Bibles. Make sure that what you're studying from is a good translation. There are many good translations out there. The King James Study Bibles. Amen. The American Standard, the Amplified Bible, the New International Bible, the Good News Bible. Amen. As well as get you a good Bible dictionary and a concordance. And well, as you have Bibles that have reference, where you can run reference from one book to another book as the scriptures in that subject give it to you. Amen. We'll be working from different scriptures here in this broadcast pertaining to condemnation. We're going to read a portion from the book of Romans out of the King James Bible. It said, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law may be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And also it says here, amen, down the last two verses of the eighth chapter of Romans. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Now here is an avenue that the enemy used. He's one of the hidden secrets that he bombarded the saints with. Amen. And we want to bring that out. Amen. We're talking about those that are walking with Christ. Notice what the Apostle John said in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when we know, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. Amen. That's our hope. That is our wish. God has given us rewards for walking for him and being a child of his and follow after Christ. He will give us reward of eternal life, because that's a promise that we won't see death. We won't see death as long as we live for God, walk with Christ. We won't see death. It's an old story, a song that the saints used to sing. Amen. Saints don't die, they just sleep away. Amen. So we'll look at the 18th verse. We're looking at 1 John 18 verse, and this is where we begin our talk tonight. See, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deeds and in truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of the Son of Jesus Christ and love one another as he had given us a commandment. Amen. This is one of the secrets of hidden secrets that the devil used against God's people. This is one of the, there's no condemnation, Paul says in Romans 8, those that walk after the Spirit of God, those that goes continually serving God and moving around, and as long as you work in this world and be a part of this world, amen, you're going to be offended, or somebody going to offend you, and vice versa. And that's one of the model prayers that Jesus gave. Amen. Forgive us of our transgression as we forgive those that trespass against us. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit, he convicts us of our sins. And once we are forgiven, amen. In other words, once you've done something wrong and the Holy Spirit say, you know, that was wrong. Amen. And you shouldn't did that. And say, Lord, well, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. And God forgave you of that. God forgave you of that. Now, the enemy would come in, the devil in your mind, he would start off saying that, you know, because of what you have done, and you feel that God don't love you no more because of what you've done. Okay, then again, God said there's no way. The person said there's no way. The enemy said there's no way. Amen. God can still love you because you're falling so low in sin. And then again, he said the third time, the enemy going to be saying that, well, you know, because you have fallen and you did some things, amen, God not going to hear your prayer. He's not going to hear your prayer. And in the conclusion of everything, he wants you to say, why don't you just go ahead and give on up? Give on up and go on back, because, you know, you sinned, you done wrong, you done fallen into problems. Amen. But that's nothing but the playbook of the enemy. The playbook of the enemy, he wants you to feel guilty. He wants you to feel that God won't forgive you. Amen. He will bring up things, not God. And that's one of the keys. If your mind starts telling you, amen, that, you know, the thing that you did with your neighbor, you went across the street and you stole something from somebody's dog and gave it to your dog, and the devil always bring that up, amen. You don't ask God to forgive you. You told your neighbor, gave it back, said, neighbor, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And you find yourself in this problem. You find yourself in this condition. Amen. In your mind, this happened 10 years ago, and your mind started bringing it up. When you hear, amen, you start hearing these things concerning, amen, what the neighbor, your neighbor have done, or what your the dog have done, or what the problem have done. Amen. You find yourself, amen, going over these things that happened 400 years ago. Amen. It's nothing but the devil. It's nothing but the devil. So we're saying, amen, the enemy keeps saying to you about past conditions, about past problems, about past situations. It's not God. It's not God. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. And that's a warfare from the devil. Amen. It's a warfare that the enemy brings up, and he wants you to condemn yourself about things that's going on. Amen. So what the situation is, amen, there's no condemnation. There's no condemnation. There's no problems or situations, amen, that goes on. Amen. Condemnation, amen. The Holy Spirit, he convicts us. But there's a difference between, amen, conviction and convict and condemnation, guilt. condemnations is a situation, amen, that, you know, when you repentance is one of the most powerful things there is, amen. When your conscience have said, well, you have done something wrong, and you say, well, God, okay, God, forgive me, and you repent. You say, the Lord, forgive me. You done something wrong with somebody else, and you can't get to that person, write them a letter. Amen. Do the best you can or write them a letter. Then talk to God about it. Amen. And it's over. It's over. So God doesn't carry around a black book, a book of remembrance concerning your sins. He throw them in the sea of forgetfulness. There's a book, a jury, that God makes up. Amen. He makes up a book where he remember all the prayers of the saints. Amen. He remember things that you have done and how we talk one to another, how God glory. Amen. How God's glory. Amen. How God bless people. Amen. He loved to hear that. He loved the conversation of the saints pertaining to righteousness. Amen. He blesses us. Amen. But when it comes down to, amen, the problems of your past and your situation, when you've been born again, everything is gone. You're starting out all new. All new. Everything been forgotten. Been forgotten. Amen. In the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, in the 16th verse, amen, here when the Lord said that, then they that fear the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear the Lord, and that thoughts upon his name. Amen. And they shall be mine, said the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jury, I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serve him. Amen. So God loved to hear you talk about him and, amen, the things that he's done. Amen. But he doesn't remember sin. Jesus died for sin. He doesn't remember sin. No, that's the devil's workshop. That's one of the things the saints, amen, have to be careful about. Amen. Things that have been brought up, amen, dug up, amen, from under a rock 400 years ago. Amen. You got saved, amen, or you made a mistake, amen. You say, Lord, forgive me of that. And that's why constantly you say your prayers. Amen. Forgive us of our debts. Lord, forgive us of our transgression. Amen. And this is so important today. When things go on, you're rubbing shoulders with all type of people daily. Some of us work in the public arena. Some of us work for people. Amen. And you will have some bad days. You may have some sick days. Amen. Depressed days. Amen. When the enemy use all those things, the next thing you'll be coming up with, you know, this is happening, that is happening, and you feel like you're alone. And if you don't be careful, if you don't be in an arena assembling yourself together among the saints, amen, you'll find yourself, amen, not feeling that God loves you. The enemy will work on your mind. In other words, amen, like Paul said in Romans 12, amen, look at the great crowd of witnesses going on before us. Amen. So it's so important. Amen. You might say, well, this type of subject, this type of message is not for me. Well, as you keep on living, you'll find that spiritual warfare come in all different areas. Spiritual warfare come in all different areas. You're always going to have a spiritual fight. You're always going to have a big knowledge, amen, that, why I'm thinking like this. I don't know why I'm thinking like, that's nothing but the devil. Amen. And the enemy bring up some past things that cause you harm, that want to cause you harm. Amen. So God bless you tonight, today, when you listen to this message. Amen. If you're in the storm-ridden areas, amen, and you know you lost your church, there's no more church, no more home, no more cars, amen. You that's there, amen. You feel like The enemy bring up things that, well, you should have saved up money. You should have had insurance. Oh, you should have did this and should have did that. God does not. Amen. God does not do that. God does not, amen, cause that kind of worration on you, get you to worrying, amen, what you should have did. Amen. He be with you. Just why Jesus said, I'll be with you always. I'll be with you always. And he'll help you through this, through these jungles of problems that are coming on. And Paul said in Matthew's, I'm sorry, the Apostle Matthew wrote, amen, and because he was writing to the Jews, but he was saying in the last days, Jesus, he was quoting Jesus, he said there'll be much sorrow in the land. Amen. It's not because of what you have done. Amen. Because of what's happening, going to be happening in the land. And Jesus said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. All right, here we are. We're talking about this. Thank God for you, you and you and you and you, for being in the studio. And call a friend and tell a friend, amen, if you know someone that's going through some sorrows or going through some type of sickness, and when you talk to them, they're full of negativity, but you know that they have accepted Christ. You know they've been living for Christ, and right now they're at one of the weakest points, and you is trying to get them to a positive area that, number one, you should know that God have not left you. God has not left them. Amen. James said it rains on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. I get snow and you're going to get snow. Amen. That's the reality. The devil might tell you, well, since you're saved now, you shouldn't have snow in your land. You should not have no snow in your car. But no, 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 no. Jesus said, I'll be with you. He knows it's going to be snowing. He knows it's going to be raining. He knows the weather's going to be changing. That's why he gives us the word of God. It tells us about tomorrow, the yesterday, and today. And we are walking and living in a biblical time now. Amen. But with a new flash, God's people have the power. Amen. We know, because there's no guessing. Amen. We know God never let us be alone. He never let us be without the knowledge of what's going on with each other, or going on with your friend or your family. So call a friend. Now we're going to go to the lines. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, Dr. Truth is on the air, and they would like to hear a program, amen, that down to earth, trying to keep us on the biblical cutting edge of life, amen. Tell them to call in, amen, at 1-347-215-8816 or 1-855-236-2252. Amen. We are all. They can go back later on tonight. Amen. They can go to the broadcast. Amen. Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Amen. And you can pull up the broadcast again. All right, we have anyone now that would like to be a part of the talk part of, amen, the dialoguing, amen, with the on this subject. You might have a dream, a vision God showed you, amen, about how to go through these times, amen. It's something that came up in your life, and the Lord helped you through it. He was always helping you through it. Jesus will not force us, but he will instruct us. He will instruct us. You can push one on your phone. You can push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We're talking about there's no guilt in God. There's no bad memories that God would bring up. Amen. He will not. If your mind said that, and your conscience, amen, warn you or tell you about something, you can always ask God to forgive you. Amen. And that's gone. You don't have to go back to it. It's gone. Amen. That subject is over. Amen. God will forgive you of your sins. He will forgive you of that problem. Amen. And you don't have to. The devil will bring it up. God will not bring it up. If it come up, amen, you get you a song or a spiritual song, and a hymn. Amen. And I'll either discuss it or just discuss that subject with someone you know that's in Christ. You've been watching them for years and you know they're about you. They're about helping you. They're about to want to help you. Amen. They don't talk and tell you, but it's something you can share with them. Amen. Because the enemy does not want to be exposed. The devil do not want to know. He want to keep you in a private little home, private little subject of you and him, for he can just talk you down. Amen. Use scriptures or whatever against you. But one thing is true. God does not bring up old sins after you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. All right, you can push one on your phone, wherever you might be, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And we thank God for you and you. Amen. This year, amen, you might want to give a testimony, story about what God had done for you last year. This is 2019. We thank God for you. Many have gone on, amen, to be with the Lord. Many have gone on, amen, but we are still preparing ourselves. Amen. Some of us have jobs to do in Christ, and God wants us to do. Amen. Let's live our life. Amen. Once you become a child of God, you can just live your life, and that's enough. And that's a job of itself. Amen. That's your purpose. He saved you that you can be purposeless, have others to follow you in Christ. All right. We have a caller at 786 area code, the last four digits, 4319. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank God. Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thank God. Yes, sir.
Well, all those that are listening, Happy New Year. And we're looking for a prosperous New Year. But I'm reminded, the Lord reminded me, that when you got to, you in the new year, but you got to take one day at a time.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at the fact that that really grabbed me, how we as a people, you know, just people in general, we like to receive, you know. We even want God to give us, which he will. He's a faithful father. But the most thing we find for Christians, we ought to be able to get rid of. Amen. Get rid of. When you're offended, don't toss it around. You know, we're working on the relationship, our relationship with God. We're heirs with him, and John heirs with Jesus. And when we are offended, don't toss it around. Don't toy around. Don't talk about it. Talk to the Lord. Get rid of it quick. Because that's what it does. It leaves spots, you know. And we are human. So it's best to get rid of it. It's best to confess your faults to God. And that's what really touched me these last couple of months. When you're offended or you sin, confess it. You see what I'm saying? And let the blood of Jesus cleanse you. Amen. And that's what I'm looking at. The doctrine today, Bishop, surely God will forgive you again and again about the same thing. But look what he got it. He got it set up for you confess your faults, your sins. And he said, I'm just to forgive you that particular sin, and the blood of his son will cleanse you. So that's what I'm talking about. Instead of all these bad memories, see, we all human. You see what I'm saying? We all. You get pinched. You hurt. Amen. And we like to collect things. It's just our nature to collect things. We like fine things, and we like to load our buckets up. But when it comes down to sin, you don't let your bucket get full. You got to keep that thing cleansed, and it'll be light to carry in that surface. So that's what the Lord been blessing me with. Situations, conversations, and amazement in the government. Now he says to me, no, keep your mind on Jesus. You know, a lot of things are amazing to you. It's speaking at you so loud, you know, you can't hardly hear nothing else. But you got to focus on Jesus and getting rid of your sins and becoming strong in the Lord, getting close to Him, because nobody got the answer to when He coming for you. So that when I kind of look at that bishop, that subject got there, it kind of took me, and I said, my God. I said, this is the answer, you know. You don't have the devil, for the devil get the news that you sin, God have forgiven you. But we have to react to the word of God, and let it stand up in us. That's what I was kind of looking at, Bishop.
All right. God bless you, Doctor. And thank God for you being and with us again this year. Amen. Continue in prayer. Amen. Pray for you. Amen. Yes, this is one of those, amen, weapons that the enemy have. Think about those that are now, that's in storm-ridden areas, don't have a place to worship. Those that have been, amen, laid off and financial difficulties. Or those that, amen, need transportation to get around and find themselves, they can't make it to church, or they can't. In other words, then the enemy start playing with their mind, and they have to understand this is not them. Amen. It's the devil. Your mind is a workshop. Amen. The enemy used that. Amen. We have to be careful. That's a spiritual warfare. Amen. We always have to girdle up our minds. Amen. Keep our minds stirred up with the word of God. Amen. All right, those of you that are listening, that are young in Christ, amen, you have to be careful. Always evaluate, amen. We have to renew our mind. Paul said we got to renew our mind, amen. So when things do come up, they will come up, amen. They will come up. Situations might come up, amen. It come through the air. They get you to thinking about, oh, that person, oh, the government. Oh, we remember this, and it finds an avenue, it finds a doorway to get your mind, amen, to get your mind open up to things that you never thought you would think about again. All right, we're here. We thank God for you, amen, and we want to, like I say, live one day at a time. That's a powerful situation. If you think about it, yes, we plan. But we have to deal with one day at a time. Some things that happen, amen, you never planned for it to happen, amen. But you just girl up your mind. And these last holidays, amen, I remember coming up as young people. It took me many years, amen, to adjust to certain things when plans don't work out. We just have to shake it off and keep going with Christ. Amen. In Philippians 4, the Lord gave me one time. He said, amen, be thankful for nothing, amen, but in all things by prayer and supplication. Amen. So when things come up, I got to have this. Amen. Amen. I got to be this. I got to have this. Amen. He said, don't let it go to your mind. Don't rest and depend on it. Once the enemy find out, amen, you got signed up with something, and you're looking forward to it, he will try. He will try to discourage you with that. All right, you can push on your phone. We're here, amen, working in this subject, no condemnation. And Paul wrote in the book of Romans, he said, if you walk after God's word, walking after keeping God's commandments, amen, we're not so much dealing with the worldly things, the fleshly things, but there's no condemnation There's no guilt about it. Amen. There's no conviction about it. Amen. Because you're walking after Christ. You're walking after Christ. Amen. You make a mistake. Like the first caller said, you make a mistake. Say, oh, Lord, I made a mistake. Forgive me. If you offend someone, just go back and say, forgive me. Amen. Just keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Amen. Because today, tomorrow is not promised. We have to work through this day. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about there's no more guilt in Christ Jesus. Those that have been born again, and they always bring up this subject. We get a chance to work with that sometime about curses. Amen. Things that your father, the book of Ezekiel 18, he said, you no more penalized. In other words, I'm trying to paraphrase it. He said, you no more penalized, amen, what your father and your parents have done. Amen. You're not going to be punished for that. Amen. The man that sinneth, it shall die. God forgive that person. Amen. You cannot, amen, say, well, my daddy did this and daddy did that. Job was a great person about that. You pray for those. Job used to give a sacrifice for all his children in case his children have done something. Amen. Amen. But you here in the day with Jesus, you're only going to get penalized for the things that you have done. Amen. You can't worry about the other children, other people, the other things. Amen. God gonna help you and live for you and help you, amen, for the things that you have done. Amen. He will forgive you. You can pray and request, amen, and he will work for that. But don't feel guilty because your parents have done something wrong. Don't feel guilty because the nation has done something wrong. No, 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 no. So Jesus died for you. This is a personal thing. It's personal. If you've been born again, amen, all curse lines have been broken. All the lines have been broken. Amen. There are things that the enemy bring up. Amen. All those lines have been broken. Amen. God has forgiven you of the sins. Amen. If you had a seed of all kind of sins from like generation curses, those have been broken. Well, that's why you be born again. All the blood, yes, in the body does have defects, but God has broken all the curses. That's why the new birth is so important. So when the enemy bring up something, you've been born, amen, in a natural birth, but you've been born again. The devil bring up something where your granddaddy is and your daddy is, so you're still a sinner or you still this problem. Well, listen, you got to go back. You've been born again. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus, amen, have cleansed you, amen, from all unrighteousness, amen. So there's no more guilt. If you confess, you've done wrong, God forgive you. You got to ask him. You have to ask him, say, Lord, forgive me. You come to your knowledge, ask God forgive you. And then go on, go on. But don't let the devil keep bringing it up, because that's what's happening. You keep bringing it up until you recognize, say, no, wait a minute. God forgave me of this. I don't have to serve this no more. Amen. And when you expose the devil by confessing, amen, and talking it out, God will wash your mind out, amen, renew your mind about that, then move on, then move on. All right, we had a caller, 786-4319.
Yes, sir. You're sitting here listening, and you're absolutely right. You're right on the money. You know the old time they used to preach. If you know God and you trust mm-hmm. him, you should have no problem knowing that he's forgiven you for your sin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got sin pending, you got sin in your life, and you holding on to it, this is why we have fearful thoughts that whether God has forgiven us or not, and that gives the devil a step on you. But if you trust him and you really love him, before the devil get the news that you have sinned and use that against you, this is why no condemnation. Because the moment you say, God, forgive me, he's taking care of it. You see, mm-hmm. he's not just sitting around because he's a great God. He knows your steps. He searches our heart. He knows, the scriptures say, he knows the reins of it. So we have a sure relationship with him. We have a better covenant. You see? So why toy around with it? Why walk around in agony and wait for condemnation to come up on you when you walk in the spirit, you walk after the spirit. You see, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. In other words, it won't condemn you because what? You got a relationship with the Lord. And he said, the blood of my son will cleanse you from all your sins. You see what I'm saying? So I've been reading it for a long time. But that's the way the Lord wants us to respond to his word. Though you know it, respond to it. That's what you're talking about here. Love is more than just word. Love is doing. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I'm thanking God for. No, everybody needs to know. They need to know that God has forgiven you, but you got to keep the relationship up because sin will break the relationship. You see what I'm saying? And only the believer got this right. Thank the Lord. Only the believer. Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is one of the enemies that hit back to me and about, because when we pray and we look at our young people and those that feel that, well, I used to go to church, God loved me, but I have fallen in so much trials and tribulation. I don't know if God's still with me. Well. What about Job? You ain't read about Job. Look at all the troubles that Job was in. God's still there.
That's right.
God is right there with Job. You're right there with Job. Well, I've been sick so long. God. But look at Paul. Look at Paul, Apostle Paul. Look how long he's been sick. Look how long Paul was sick. And he was in trouble preaching the gospel among his own brethren. He was shipwrecked. Mm-hmm. He was in prison 3 times, beaten 3 times. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Doc. You still there? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was giving heed to what you were saying there. And that's
right.
The time. I believe these are at the end time topics
mm-hmm.
that we are getting, because men are not so far from it. You know, we
mm-hmm.
just want to zero in and see the Lord as he really is. He's greater than you think he is. He's more loving than you can ever receive. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one time I was laying out praying and the power of God came upon me, and it was so full of love, man, I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't even, I pinned down like I was in a wrestling match. I said, "Great day in the morning, what kind of thing is this going on?" But he's amazing. You see what I'm saying? He know how to fix your blood pressure, and he won't hurt you. He's good. So that's what I'm kind of looking at today, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Amen. The line is open. Those that want to, we're getting close, but we still have time for a couple more callers real quickly. Amen. We don't want to overlook anyone for the new year. Amen. To say what God has done for you. We thank God for you and you and you and you and you and you and you, all of you that's in the studio. Amen for you. And God, amen. It just clicked on my mind there when the caller was saying, amen, the power of God, amen, the power of God. Those of us, amen, we get into, I try to do things with understanding, because understanding brings strength, amen. They make the comment that when the praises go up, then the power come down, amen. When the power come down, it means that God is with you more, and you get that joy. You get that joy. Now, the drugs and alcohol, amen. Those that is in drugs and alcohol, you think you got a high. Amen. You think you got a high. Amen. You need that again. But if you get with God, confess your faults and confess your sins, amen. Then get a good old-fashioned hymn that you understand, or get a gospel song that you understand, and either just start talking to God from your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you begin to feel that feeling. Amen. You can't buy it in the store. Amen. I'm sorry, you can't buy it in the store. You can't buy it. Amen. Simon the sorcerer. Amen. After he saw the power of God. Amen. You can't buy it. Amen. But you have to have a pure heart and get God. And you're talking about you feeling some good. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Go ahead, Doc.
You know, my mom was, when I was growing up, my mom would teach us. She, the woman, had a lot of wisdom. And we used to get in trouble in the community sometimes. You know, back then, if they call you a bad name, for instance, they call you Black Dog, or they start talking about your mom, but it was fighting time.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom used to go home, my mom would say, what are you fighting for? He called me a bad name. And it stays with me until the day, Bishop. She said, are you a Black Dog? No. She said, what you all uptight for? You see what I'm saying? That's the law. That's the way the law. That's the wisdom from heaven. You see, you get to know God. The enemy is always shooting. You see, but you got a helmet of salvation. You covered. See what I'm saying? You got a garment, even a garment of praise. You see, this is what repels all that stuff. The enemy come back and tell you what you used to do. How much you used to drink, how much you used to run around. You see what I'm saying? And it ain't worth your time to listen to the joker, but he is most subtle, you see. He knows how to speak, you see, to get your attention, you see, because he done studied you. So what I'm saying is that you trust in God, what he have already done for you. I know you, like you saying, Bishop, about that joy. You know you got something. God ain't never and don't give you anything.
Yes,
Matter of fact, he give you more than you want. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we have a reason. None of us have a reason to be lost. You see, because there is no condemnation. You see what I'm saying? Even when you sin, the scripture teaches us, he speaks this strongly, you have an advocate through Jesus who have saved you. So that's what I'm kind of looking at there, Bishop.
All right, very good. And we like I say, we don't go against different churches and different things, but I believe that if you put a little praising, amen, and a little sincere, in your singing, amen, those that get down and you feel pretty bad, and amen, you just clap your hands. Get off where you can. See, well, I don't want to clap my hands. And the devil said, no, you shouldn't clap your hands. Well, you go out to the football field and see if they're clapping their hands. Go out there, amen, hang around, see if they're dancing at these clubs, amen, amen. They try to shut you down, amen. If you put a little joy in it, amen. Put a little joy. Reach out to God. It's a song anyhow. Praise God anyhow. Amen. It's not about your feeling. Amen. That's being to talk to Him anyhow. Amen. And God will meet you. He will give you that joy. He will give you that joy. All right? All right? Anybody else to push a point on your phone? We're getting ready now. In about less 5 minutes, we want to go into prayer. Amen. For those or friends or cousins or relatives. Amen. The enemy to pull them back, say, well, I used to be an alcoholic or drug addict, and this religion, there ain't nothing to it. Ain't nothing to it. Well, we want to tell you tonight there's something to it. There's something to it. You have to go through the steps. You ask God to forgive you, and once you ask God to forgive you, start singing. Amen. Start rejoicing. Amen. Start talking to him and raising your hand. Amen. Be sincere with him. Amen. He'll touch you. Oh, yeah, he'll touch you. Yes, sir. He'll touch you. Good song. He will touch you. Amen. Get the ones that have been on drugs and say, well, you know, marijuana, is a guy, I need that high. Well, we know it's a high that's higher than this earth. The Holy Spirit, he always know how to let you know he with you. Above everything else, the Holy Spirit know how to lift you up. Amen. He know how to lift you. Amen. You keep praying and talking to him, and amen, he'll lift you up above the situation. He might not take you out of it, but he'll sure take your spirit and your mind, help you grow over it. Like a tree, we grow right above it. And Jesus said, I'll be right there with you. Isn't that good? Jesus said, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. All right, I think we should go into prayer now. And amen, those that are listening, amen, don't call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You got people come around and discourage people, really discouraging, and they do all kind of judgment against them. Amen. Condemning them. Oh, you God don't love you no more. Oh, that church ain't no good. Oh, this, that, and the other. They don't realize they are undercover agents. The devil using them. Amen. And many of the saints have fallen away. Amen. But we can. 2019, as long as we're living, we still got on this earth. Amen. They got another chance. All right, you can push one on your phone and we get right on into prayer. Amen. Praying for those. Amen. The enemy have tricked. Amen. This is a hidden secret he loves to bring up, condemnation, guilt. Amen. All right, I think we're still at 786-4319 for prayer. Go right ahead.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your love that you have for us. We thank you for this program tonight. We pray for Bishop and his family. You give them strength, O God, to overcome. And we thank you and appreciate another year. And thank you for teaching us how to love one another. We just bless you, Lord, and ask you to continue to bless those that are listening and all those that need your Savior, need you as Savior. We ask you, O God, to teach us all how to resist the devil. You say he'll flee from us. We need strength, O God. Hold on to one another. We pray, God, that you show up in our churches. Remove all the stains and doubts, and we shall ever give your name to praise. Teach us how to love one another, love the clergy, those that are leading us. Teach us, O God, how to forgive one another. Bring us back to that point where we will be able to rejoice and have favor with you. And we praise you and give your name all the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right. Anyone else like to pray, just push one on your phone. Amen. You already dialed in. Just push one. You have a short prayer you want to share. Amen. About condemnation. There's no more condemnation. Those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. The enemy have brought discouragement. It's a bad spirit. Discouragement and condemnation. Amen. It's someone's life and they feel that God don't want them and they want to just give up. Some have went so far. Commit suicide against all the warnings of the Holy Spirit because of the fact people have said, and they have said, the church hurt, amen, that they give up because of condemnation. But God forgive you of your sin. You confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Why? Because he got so much he invested in forgiveness. Amen. His son died. His son died. His only begotten son died for sin. Amen. To recover his people. So he got to forgive you. He must forgive you. Do the cross have no effect? But he showed you all he can show you. Amen. What else can he do but kill his son? To let you know he loved you so much and he forgive you. All you have to do is confess your sins. While I'm sorry, I done wrong in your eyesight. Forgive me. Amen. You can begin to pray and talk in your own way. The Holy Spirit will give you such a great feeling. Such a great love will come over you. Amen. Such a great joy will come over you. Amen. Tell all the alcoholics, all they need is a baptism of the Holy Ghost. Tell all the drug addicts, they want to hide. Amen. Get right with God. Confess their sin. Ask God for their help. Amen. And God will give them the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tell the ones that feel that they don't have no more meaning to live and have no more hope in life. Amen. Just begin to talk to the Holy Ghost. Amen. And God will come in and give them such a high. Amen. No drug on this earth. Amen. Can't lift them up that high. Amen. God love us. And God, he will not be outdone. God, when God replaced something in your life,
amen,
it's more than enough.
Amen.
Caller says more than enough. He give you joy, unspeakable joy. Amen. He give you peace, unspeakable peace. Amen. So don't let the enemy use these weapons against you. When the devil bring up something that he was dug up 400 years ago, ain't nothing but the devil. You won't bring it up. So we have to renew our mind by reading the Word and studying the Word. God bless you. We thank you for having us again this year. Amen. We're loving you all. We're praying that, amen, this year is going to be better. Amen. There's no reverse in this car. Amen. I used to have an old car. Amen. My father gave me the car. He said, now the transmission don't back up now. But you can have the car. Everywhere I went, I had to plan how to park. Amen. The same thing about God. Amen. God wants us to go forward, and he wants us to go up. Amen. There's no backing up. And we're backing up in this spirit. Amen. You got to go forward with God. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you now, Lord, for strength. We thank you now, Lord, for power. We thank you now, Lord, for healing. We thank you now for 2019. And, Lord, we thank you now for forgiveness. We thank you now, Lord, for repentance, that we can come to you, oh, God, that you can wash our sins, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, to help us to see and to understand. And thank you for your touch. Oh, God, when we get down, you can touch us. Oh, God, when we're in trouble, we need to know. Oh, God, you can tell us which way to go. Thank you for visions. We thank you for dreams. Lord, we thank you for we can speak our problems and overcome, Lord, through by this talking to you. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for the offering that you give us, amen, of life. Oh, God, the friends that we have. Lord, we thank you for our positive friends. We thank you, Lord, for the good food that you give us on our table. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for good neighbors. And above all, Lord, we thank you for those that are here in the Blog Talk family. Lord, we ask that you continue this year, oh God, to cover them with your spirit, cover them with their family, cover their health, cover their home, cover their mind. God, the people they meet, the places they go, the places they sleep, Lord, put a blanket on them, 2019. Blanket them, Lord, oh God, with your power and your blood. The blood of Jesus be on them, the blood of Jesus, the covenant, the blood of Jesus be in their home. The 91st Division of God, let the blood of Jesus Christ be strong. Amen. In this year, 2019, and Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Bless your name. And Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. God bless you.